of Am I a Bad Mum podcast? Am I a Bad Mum? That's the question we ask almost at school holidays for you, Rach.
I know. The countdown is officially on. I'm extremely, extremely excited about not doing lunchboxes. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm looking forward to what you've already been in for a few weeks.
To be honest, I'm enjoying the fact that things are slowing down a little because we've had our kids off now just over a week, which comes with its own challenges, as we all know. And, you know, ask me again in 5 weeks' time and I might be a little bit different, but I'm quite enjoying the not having to rush around here, there and everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah,
the rush of getting to school. Like, I'm literally getting up and getting myself to work. There's no rush of the getting ready for school, breakfasts, lunch boxes, and then dance drop-off and all of that in the afternoon. Because I was finding towards the end of the term, we weren't eating dinner till like 8, 8.30.
Yeah. The only reason why I can't chime in with this is because I'm not feeling it. I'm on the other end of it. Like, oh shit, I've forgotten the gender neutral presents that have to go under the Christmas tree for the kids' rooms. It only can be $5, you know, Secret Santa, but it can't be one gender. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even. And then like Elsie goes, but you haven't got it yet. And she lost it at me. And I'm going, it's only Monday morning, darling. I've got till Wednesday. No, it needs to be today. I was like, oh my gosh, kid. So I went and I ticked those boxes. I took them over on pickup and we dropped them off and we did that. Then I get another email saying, hi, Rach, I know that you're doing this for the picnic because obviously then class breakup, we do a class breakup party. Then you've got to bring in 15 things to the school. Gracie puts herself down for like an esky and soft drinks as she writes softies. Mate, when did we ever do softies for class breakup? You're in grade four. Where are we? Like, sorry. So she's put herself down for an esky, a few softies.
I love how they sign you up for shit. They go, oh yeah, Mum, you're bringing in this? Oh, am I? How come I'm bringing in double what everyone else is bringing in?
I am. So what I did was, we're lucky enough, we talk about the tuck shop a bit on this podcast, but then the tuck shop put an option out to help out with class parties. So there's class party packages you can purchase on the app that then they cover your portion of what you're bringing to the class party, right?
Oh.
So there's like a lolly platter or a chips platter. We put ourselves down for those chocolate crackles, right? Of course, they were more than all of the other platters, but we put them down for those chocolate crackles, you know, like the, what are they called? Rice bubble things?
Yeah, which are cheap. Why are they expensive?
$10 for a platter.
What?
Probably not even fucking five on a platter. It just says it's a platter. It's only a platter for five.
You could buy a whole box of those Rice Krispies for like $2 or $3.
I'm paying for the time and effort that they've put in.
That's pretty good though. You just pay the money and they do it. Because all the years that I felt shamed by bringing in Woolworths cupcakes when everyone else baked something.
Yeah, well technically this is me baking, but it's not. It's the tuck shop baking. I've just paid them to then send it. Then they send it to the classroom. We don't even have to bring it in. But it hasn't ended this way. I've bought the chocolate crackles. That was weeks ago. Thought I was being organized. That's organized. Now I'm doing softies and esky, a ham and cheese pull apart, sausage rolls. I was like, guys, I'm drowning over here. And you keep putting me down for more shit. Am I a bad mum for questioning my own child?
Oh.
Katie, this one comes off the back of my text message to you a week ago, and I know that you're aware of which child I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, let me find your text message.
Your girls have had a Spriggy card for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Spriggy card.
This is all coming out at the back of a conversation around a Spriggy card.
It's like a Visa debit card that kids can use it. Like they make them in a color that you want. Like the girls have pink ones and you've got an app on your phone.
Yes.
And you can put money on there. And you can also, there's like options to do like pocket money for certain things and savings.
I don't know who owns Spriggy Card, but they should be paying us. This should be a sponsored fucking podcast. And it is not. It is just causing me a lot of angst at home.
I mean, it does. It costs. They charge, I think, $30 a year.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean.
Their $30 a year should be paying us to talk about this stupid car that's causing so much chaos in my bloody house.
Okay.
So the text message that I sent to you was a screenshot of a text message I had received from my child.
Yep.
And I get a text message saying, "Hi, Mum. I just finished vacuuming the house and I put the clothes from the washing machine into the dryer and I'm going to wait for Dad to help me."
That's so good, because I read that message and I was like, oh, good on her.
So then the screenshot, though, that I sent you.
Is you replying and you were replying saying, "Sorry, who is this? Has someone stole your iPad, Gracie?"
I couldn't help. I wanted so badly to send that response, but I didn't. I refrained doing that.
No, because then you said, so that was the message you were putting in there, but you hadn't yet sent it. And then you just said, "Just joking, I can't have her quit this soon." And then I was like, good on her. Can she come around to our house and tell the girls?
So this all comes from the back of a Spriggy card conversation, because I think I spoke about it a week ago on the basis of Gracie having a meltdown to her uncle about how hard her life is, how she should be given a Spriggy card and she should be allowed to do online shopping but not have to do any work to get the money. Both my brothers set her very straight.
Yeah, good.
This comes off the back of that conversation. All of a sudden, I've got a child doing vacuuming, folding washing, putting the washing from the washing machine to the dryer. She's now doing the dishwasher without even having to be asked to do the dishwasher. I haven't even bought the Spriggy card yet.
So my question to you is, because that's great, I love that she's doing that.
Mm.
But has she done it since? Like, has that continued?
It's continued. There's now a list. There's an A4 piece of paper
with
each date. So I said to her, okay. I said, we might not have the Spriggy card, but I'm going to test you. I'm going to see how long this lasts and then I'll consider the Spriggy card. She goes, you can't do that. I said, yeah, I can.
Yeah, and really you're just putting off buying the card because you think that she'll give up soon. Right.
I'm waiting for a week to pass and it'll be gone.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
The problem is, I find in my house, is that we have moments like this where they're all inspired to make money and all the rest of it. Because I've said to my girls recently, you can start having an allowance. Mm. Like, we'll pay you an allowance each month. I think we agreed on $30. But you have to do stuff around the house and it has to be stuff that we don't ask you to do.
Pull
your weight. Yep. You need to contribute to this house to be able to get your money each month.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I find though, always, no matter how many things we've done over the years, points charts and, you know, a dollar for this and every time you do that, you get this. Every time they do it for a while and then they give up on it.
Yeah,
and then it doesn't happen anymore because the novelty wears off.
That's what I was thinking along the lines of not rushing in with the Spriggy card. Like, I've brought my laptop out 3 times to just go through the process. And I was like, no, fuck that. Not doing it. Nah, got to prove it. And then she goes, well, you're not even going to pay me for it. And I said, write it down. Write it down on this A4 piece of paper. It'll stay here, right here on the pin board. Each time you do the job, the date, the job. And then we'll agree on the price. I said it's $2 for the dishwasher. It's 50 cents for added on if you just clear out the, you know, the remaining few dishes that are on the, what is it called, like the dish rack?
Yeah, like the draining board.
Draining board thing. So if you do both, $2.50. And I said, but what it is that I'm trying to teach you is that I don't want to ask. I just want you to do.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, oh, okay, well, I'll set the table. No, no, no. See, the setting the table is not something that I pay you for. You sit to that table as a family with us with the food that I, no. Yeah. So that's not a job that's included.
This is the confusing part, right? Because I do the same. There's certain things where I'll go, can you just do this? And I've messed up before because I've gone, can you do the vacuuming? And they go, do we get money? And I go, no, because you just live in this house. But then there's been other times where they just do it and I go, oh, good on you, $5.
Yeah, so I had to be – and again, this comes off the back of one of my dear friends and I can possibly – I don't think I'm throwing her under the bus here. Christy is so good at these sorts of jobs.
Oh, Christy again.
She's not Karen, Christy.
Christy.
She's
again.
Very good at these, like, and her kids respond really well. She said this Spriggy card thing's been life changing. I said, oh, how? One of our other friends was in the car at the time. We were all having this conversation. And you could see that, you know, Amanda and I were both blown away by Christy's kids doing all these jobs. We were both like, how? This doesn't even work. Surely not. But she's got a whole breakdown of exactly what she pays her kids. So empty dishwasher, her kids are getting ripped off because they're only getting a dollar. But clean the bathroom. They Saturday and Sunday clean the bathroom. They've got a dollar value on that.
But how well do they clean the bathroom? Because I said to Amelia the other day, you need to clean the bathroom. And she said, I've done the shower and I walked in there. So Jay's thing, my husband Jay's thing is always to praise them when they've made the effort to do something. But then I walked in and went, but look at it. It's not clean.
Yeah.
Like it's all smeary. And I did this recently. I did this and I said, I want you to vacuum the house. They vacuumed the house. So one does upstairs, one does downstairs. And I came in, they went, we vacuumed the house, looking all pleased with themselves. And I was like, okay, what about there? What about there? What about there? And I'm pointing out all these places where I can see the vacuum hasn't been over. I said, you need to do it again.
Yeah, but also
because if you're
going
to do
stuff,
it, you have to do it properly.
Yeah, 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 100%.
Because otherwise they just go, done.
But the whole thing is like I have tried to take on the approach of just trying to give them pointers along the way rather than go, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, because otherwise they just stop. My kids respond very much like that.
Well, I didn't say I did it in the right way, but
no, that's why. So, but even going back to Chrissy's thing, feed their dog. She's got feed the dog, and then you tick the boxes. So if the kids have done whatever they've done, they tick the box on their little app and they say what they've got to get paid, and then she just transfers the money. Now, I just want to give you a reflective sense of like emptying the dishwasher, $1, clean the bathroom, $1.
Oh,
feeding Maggie, 50 cents. I was like, this is insane. These kids are going to be millionaires. Fold laundry. She obviously feels a bit guilty because it gets more money here. Fold laundry anytime this week, $2. And then vacuuming, $2.
But again, I would question how they're folding it, because when I look at how my kids fold stuff, it's not how I want it folded.
I think the last one, though, for me, Katie, match undies and socks anytime this week, $2. That's a... Kids...
Put the socks together.
Yeah, that there is your key to money. $2 to match socks. Yeah. That's a great. And as a mum, I hate doing that job.
Yeah, I hate doing that job. That's a great. But how long until they go, geez, matching socks takes me forever. $2 fucking dollars. Do it yourself.